After processing the Korban Pesach, slaughtering it and taking the skin off, the next stage in the processing of the Korban was Kirai. They would tear open the animal. So after taking the skin off, they would actually tear it open, V'hoytzei Emurav, and he would take out its Emurim, which refers to the parts of the animal which are burnt on the Mizbeach. The son of Magus, he would place it in a bowl, the Hiktiwan al Gabi al Mizbeach, and he would burn all of those on the Mizbeach. Now, if you think about it, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, there is a general prohibition against carrying, at least in a public domain, on Shabbos. Or even in public areas, even if it's not considered a halachic public domain, it could be if there are lots of people who frequent that area, then it is forbidden to carry over there. So if the 14th of Nisan, if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, after everybody has brought the Korban Pesach, and they need to wait until nightfall to eat it, where should they go with it? They can't carry it to their houses, and they can't really carry it outside of the Beis HaMikdash either. Says the Mishnah, Yotzei Kas Rishayin, the first group, remember there are three groups, who brought the Korban Pesach separately. So the first group, when they had finished, Yotzei Kas Rishayin, the first group would go out, V'yoshu Laba Har Abayis, and they would all sit in Har Abayis, on the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash stood. Shania, the second group, Bachel, they would stand in the Chel, which was the area just outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Vashlish is in the third group, Bimkoma Medes, they would remain standing in its place, meaning inside the Azara, the courtyard, that's where they would stay for now. They would all have their Korbanos next to them, and they would wait until Choshecha, when it got dark, and Shabbos ended. Then Yotzu, they would leave the Beis HaMikdash with Tzoles Pischehen, and roast their Korbanos Pesach, which was then permitted once Shabbos had gone out.